Inshallah. Hey, mon Dieu.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Salam alaikum, Roberto.
Salam, salam.
Hey. Hey, good to see you, mate.
Fucking good to see you, brother.
Yeah, way. In the play space, after all.
I didn't expect you here. I've been told you had gone off to sit
off in all sorts of directions.
To sit by the bedside of a woman in labour.
I'm mainly preoccupied with that business, but I'm not quite there yet.
Good.
I had to do a number of things in between, which is, but kept life interesting.
Yes, indeed.
Kept life very interesting.
Happy Armistice Day, my friend.
Yes, all of those good things. Oms, not bombs. Is that the name of the game, Roberto?
Oms, not bombs. Today's a pretty exciting day, as you're probably aware out there.
It's the 11th.
Exactly. You might not have been aware of that, but today's a big 11 day.
And many good things happened around then.
It's like a huge day as far as anniversaries go. I was saying
Bob's
Jack,
mum's birthday.
It was my mum's birthday if she was alive today. She would have been 95 today if she was still kicking around. But
when Sir Garfield Barwick put his head up above the grass and applied the snake oil to the incumbent Labor government via the Kerr. It will not be named.
It was too, wasn't it?
It was. Sir Garfield Barwick, he was a snake in the grass.
He surely was.
And we give credit to Sir Garfield for changing the course of things in all stray liar.
Well done, sir. It's the
1918, a big thing happened then.
They stopped killing each other.
The First World War was declared over.
Yes, indeed.
And they buried the dead and then prepared for the Second World War. Isn't that a wonderful outcome, Roberto?
Yes, indeed it is. And so on today, at about 11 o'clock, I had this riffraff was saying, and what a great show he has, by the way. But he was saying,
if you lot don't wake up early, get onto it. Get onto it with the Mountain Man between about 7 or so.
Gee, we've got some great stuff coming out of this radio station.
This radio station's pushing it.
I was listening Tuesday night to Richard. Ah, oh, what a beautiful show he had, mate. And Richard Bell.
A little sedition in our spare time.
A little sedition in the spare time. And then Richard was followed by someone that I'm not really aware of, someone called Hugh.
Ah.
And he had an hour of really... oh, incredibly great music.
These dark horses keep the camel challenged in the right way, Roberto.
Just a quick hour, but God, the music was fantastic.
And all you camel ears out there, thanks for your devotional service.
Absolutely.
To but the voice of the alternative Bunjalung Nation.
As we were saying,
we love your bits.
At 11 o'clock today, all over Australia, as at 11 o'clock rolls across Australia like a big arm.
Yes. The odour should permeate the universe, I think, Roberto.
Indeed, but all over Australia, people will be observing a minute's silence to remember fallen comrades, the usual tripe is. Yes. Fallen comrades in arms and all that sort of stuff. And fair enough, but a few other people, not ex-soldiers, would like to remember all the women, the children, the babies and the innocent blokes who weren't holding guns at the time.
And the ones that are still here with all the arms they need sitting in a circle holding hands going om.
Exactly. So we're going to have a bit of an om for peace. It's happening all over the world. It's just a few minutes ago.
You could dance in a circle if you wish.
Absolutely. As that last track was playing, our Kiwi brothers and sisters from, as I was saying, Invercargill, Auckland.
The kick-off has happened.
The kick-off has happened. You can feel the om
pulsing off Invercargill as we speak.
It is indeed, and it's rolling merrily across the
like
Tasman towards
wave.
Us. Like a Mexican wave. It'll arrive here at exactly 11 a.m. If you'd like to join us here.
You sensitive ones out there can let us know when you feel it coming over the seaboard.
Indeed.
Quick phone call and a kick in the shins will do.
I did a bit of calculations on my calculator last night. I went to the encyclopedia. I looked up the circumference of the Earth. I checked out the speed of sound. Mm. And I figured that...
I'll count on you for the science, Roberto.
Yeah, mate, 1,500k a second sounds travelling. That's how quickly that om is rushing towards us from over there. 1,500 kilometres per hour, I should say. 1,500 an hour.
Which is the kind of tsunami we all look forward to.
We do indeed. It'll get here at 11. But as I was going to say, if you'd like to join us here in the NIMFM studios for the big NIMFM om at 11 o'clock, you're absolutely more than welcome to be myself. There'll be Jack, there'll be the big old Zev. And anybody else who's in the near vicinity, please, come on down.
Come and cuddle up.
We're going to have a big one here in the studio at 11 o'clock. And then tonight at 11 p.m, there will be another big om happening. It's going on all over the place.
Yes.
Omming.
Let's ride that
omming.
Wave, good folks.
Yeah. And
show them what we're made of.
I guess it's shifting from passive remembrance, which the minute silence is. You go internal, you think about what's gone.
To active resurrection of what we really want to be.
Exactly. active resurrection, to get a bit of vibration happening, to get yourself personally involved with the solution.
Yes, the peacemakers keep coming around. Chuck us in the briar patch, Brer Fox. We keep coming around.
Oh, no, not the briar patch!
It's a quiet game, but there's always people in it.
Absolutely.
And they don't all make the papers.
No. I'm still trying to get over the fact that your hair grows at least a foot
between when I see you laughing. Yes, the rainforest is recovering well, isn't it, Roberto? I have some shade, folks. I have some shade. I'm very glad.
You cannot believe how fast...
There's room to lose a few joints in there and a pair of nail clippers.
Protein filaments, you know, exude themselves out of
his
scalp.
I could almost stash a stubby of the right stuff.
You could. You could. It's just exploding. It's you can hardly get headphones over the bloody mop, mate.
Oh, that's another question, Roberto. The headphones, yes, they might have to be replaced, or they'll get inevitably tangled there and I'll be wearing them 24/7.
Yeah, earplugs, mate.
Yeah.
Earplugs. Have you got something for me there?
Oh, look, mate, I was just looking at all these notes here about things going on in the world. I noticed that Kobe had a little look in the Australian story, and everything's okay in Kobe's life, and I'm glad to see he's out there riding waves, and Jai too, because that was like the police hassling a known crew that they've always known were good wild colonials who didn't particularly honour their processes.
Exactly. Seditious buggers, the lot.
Very good at looking after their own turf, though, mind you, down there in Maroubra.
Always.
And that's the name of the game, look after your own. You know?
Yeah.
We're good at it around here.
Excuse me, this is my wave.
Anyway, it's good to see that Kobe and Jai out there surfing it again on the, you know, with the Bra Boys and keeping a low profile and looking after their grandmother's memory. And
that's the way to go.
Yeah, I love that. And meanwhile, the industrial relations and anti-terror laws are raced through Parliament. Why have a day at the races with the diva and the boss taking charge of our attention?
Okay, so tell me. Do you reckon these guys that they've nabbed, you know, for those of you that don't tune in apart from to NIM FM on a Friday morning because
and this
you,
is
you
the
like
sedition edition of the play space, and it's all in good faith.
Sedition.
We have to reassure everyone, this is all done in good faith, folks.
Absolutely, and this show
Inshallah.
Is brought to you by the letter S. S for sedition. Yeah. And interesting, they're discussing these sedition laws all over the place, mate. Very, very dodgy. Very dodgy indeed. I'm not allowed to say, for example, that I think the Queen sucks.
I'm not allowed to say, for example, that I think the Parisian youths have got a point.
Exactly. I'm not allowed to say, good on you, Iraqi insurgent.
I'm not allowed to say that there's still too much unfinished business in this country and we should bring the Westminster system to its knees and drag it to the sacred fire and get some truth out of them.
Exactly. And I'm not allowed to advise you to do absolutely anything that the government doesn't approve of.
But this is all in good faith, though.
Absolutely, all in good faith. The interesting twist in the Big S law, the sedition law, is that it's the only law in the books, apparently, that I can see, and I've had a look, where the onus of proof is no longer on them to show that you're guilty. You have to prove that you're innocent.
I'd like to see citizens gathered in 30 deep rings around the so-called Parliament building going on. For 24 hours until they walked out and...
Well, let's hope that our Canberran brothers and sisters have got a little bit happening. I mean, I'm sure they have. There's some pretty hardcorers down there in Canberra. Yeah. I guess the closer you get to the corruption, the tougher you've got to be to survive it.
Anyway, one of these fine days, I hope the people are there to do the job.
Absolutely.
In a quiet way.
In a quiet way. And in a quiet, non-violent way, because...
All of those good things.
Heaven's sakes, the last thing we want to advocate is violence.
Yes, it'll just look like the same old regime stepping in if it's done that way.
Such a non-event.
Mocked up like a pox doctor's secretary.
caught me out. Wasn't expecting that one this morning.
No, I was just thinking of our incumbent leaders.
He is such a prat. He is such a prat. You know that they pulped 500,000 booklets about the new
150 grand for dunny paper.
150 grand for dunny paper for a bit of mulch because they'd left the word fairer.
55 million
off the cover.
Bucks that they've spent on letting us know that that red steer they just drove through your households was coming.
Yeah,
I don't know how much the emu oil and wool over the eyes cost.
You didn't get a real lot of water.
But
did
the invisible hand mob have been well paid for the red steer.
Ah, yeah. But like, I was just going to say, these guys are busted. They just grabbed, by the way, the ASIO and the AFP and the police. They had a huge fun for the boys operation. 400 cops involved. They've busted a total of about, I think, 15 people, Sydney and Melbourne. They shot one guy in the throat. Apparently
he's been patched up so he can cop a conviction of some sort.
Well, yeah. Apparently he managed to whip off a couple of rounds at the cops and he blew a cop's hand off. So
and so he's a bad bastard.
He's a bad bastard.
Glad that he's in jail.
Absolutely, he's a bad bastard.
But made the wrong choice.
Some of these bad bastards they caught, it was damn convenient.
Convenient.
I mean, not that I'm saying...
for the good folks back home.
Perhaps... I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't plotting bad things, and they quite possibly were. I mean, this is a sort of government that can drive people
anyone
to plot bad things.
Anyone who carries handguns in a haversack around the suburbs of Melbourne...
is a bad man.
...needs sorting out.
Exactly. Apparently they found lots of fertiliser and other explosive preparation material in their houses, and these guys have been on about it. And
no, we're grateful that they got in first.
But I can't help but think that the scenario went something more like, John, listen, we've got this group. We've been actually onto them for ages.
We need a little tweaking in the law
area,
though.
We tried to shut them up, John. We tried to give them the idea to just pull their bloody heads in. They had this bank account, mate. You wouldn't believe this, mate. John, they had a bank account that they were all putting their money into communally, and it was to buy bombs. It was to purchase explosives. Now, we figured, we'll stuff these bastards up. So we drained their bank account, John. And you know what? The buggers didn't get the fucking message. They kept putting more in. So we drained it again. And they still kept paying it in. Now, John, these buggers are going to just put all of their life saving into this bloody account to buy bombs. You've got to let us bust them to stop this. Otherwise, they're going to go broke because we can't let them save it. So, God, just change the law a bit. Turn it from a the terrorist act, which means they've actually got to have a plan. Just make it a terrorist thought.
Yeah.
Jesus, thanks, John. You're a pal. And then next day, kapump. Because John had got Kim off to one side. He did. He pulled into one side down there in PM House.
That must have been an effort.
Yeah, I reckon.
Pulling Kim to one side is like moving a B-double off the main Princes
Highway.
I know,
but the Prime Minister's a wily old fox, if nothing else. And
he's got levers and devices we can't see hanging around Kim all
over. He positioned himself on the side Kim was lurching towards and then pretended to give him a hand. But
I can
Kim
see
was
how that could be
rightward.
Achieved. I can see how that could be achieved.
Kim's got this permanent rightward list.
Yes.
You stand on the right side of him, he's going to come your way.
Mm.
Anyway, so he whispered in Kim's ear, come on, Kimmy, they get to use guns. It's okay, mate. And so Kim stood up and said, yes, well, we'll support this anti-terrorist legislation, however it turns out in the end, we don't really care. We'll object in principle to a few things, but hey, we're not going to stop it.
I got really worried when Malcolm Frasshole realised that he was to the left of Kim Beazley and he's really concerned about that.
I reckon.
And I thought, state the bleeding obvious, Malcolm.
Yeah, it must be a real shock to him to realise that he's...
That blimp full of maybes they keep resurrecting off the back bench. My God, he should go back to WA and eat hamburgers and watch the tide roll in, I reckon.
Mate, crisis identity for old Mal Fraze. Suddenly he sees himself on the left wing.
And him
a place
and Goff,
he's detested all
him
his
and
life.
Goff have got similar views about the nature of things. That's a worry, folks.
That's
and
a worry.
Octogenarian ex-pollies are both colluding and very concerned about the nature of things down there in Canberra. Should be worried.
You've got to figure. You've got to figure that something
something's very smelly down there.
Seriously rotting in the barrel there.
Yes, they know that they're not going to lie easily in their graves, those two.
Exactly. When you've got actual sort of megalomaniacal men like Fraser and Whitlam, both in unison, worrying together.
And Malcolm saying we should appeal to the Queen. I say, fuck the Windsors and the Little Red Wagon they rode in on.
Oh,
excuse the French.
Excuse me.
Really, where has she been? Where has she been in the last 103 years while these robber barons have been usurping the constitution?
She's been filling her fucking pockets. That's where she's
mostly,
been.
And funding her son's edumacation.
Ah, if you can call it an edumacation.
Well, nothing worse than an edumacated something or other.
Yes.
Mm.
I got a treat for you.
Pause with principles.
I promised you something you haven't heard before. It's time we played something. It's 20
Absolutely.
Past nine, by the way, guys. And
call
this
for
is
music, Batman.
NIM FM 102.
And you're in the play space, you dear things.
Yeah, we're kicking
and
a bit
of sand
around.
And you can tell we haven't seen each other for a little while.
Exactly.
And we're ripe.
Absolutely ripe as. This one I found it for Jack. I went hunting for some music by Michelle Nedodichow.
Oh, definitely.
And I discovered that apart from...
She shares herself around a little.
Yes. And apart from the albums she whacks out, she's not at all averse to a movie soundtrack here and there and a cover or two.
And she's a butterfly.
She's a butterfly. And so I grabbed this cover, a Michelle Nudigiocello cover.
All right.
Her doing somebody else. It's actually her doing the Beatles.
Oh, deadly.
Deadly. And
I got a few bits and pieces from the Uncut Shampler.
Okay.
To do with the Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, very ancient recordings of them doing interviews here and there.
I heard the other night on the ABC, as I briefly browsed through it on my way to Richard's show, but I just caught the sound as I went through it, yeah, and I stopped. And they had Bernard Zuhl, I believe his name is. He's a music critic in the Sydney Morning Herald.
Yep.
And he was on the James O'Loughlin Evening Show. And he brought along some tracks to play, some favourite tracks. Yep. James, of course, doesn't really like music at all and always takes tracks off like two-thirds of the way through. He has a patience for it. He just... He can tell that he's not musically...
He's leave the studio littered with discarded bow ties.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Had a Wildian approach to things. Yeah.
Exactly.
It did not serve me.
But I heard the voice of John Lennon coming out, and it was like raw and unbacked.
Yep.
And the actual song eludes me now, but it was one of their really, really early, no frills, almost zero production sort of sound. The sound that was that almost encapsulates the early 60s. There was
that's what
of
they were traveling were just, with. They were into the raw and the basic. They were blues fanatics.
They were indeed.
But anywho, that might lead us towards a grand segue in the play space. We'll have a little bit of ancient Beatles crypto.
Yes, through the delicious and delightful frame of Michelle Nudigiocello.
There we go, good folk. We'll get
back
right
in about 3.5 minutes,
all
guys.
All deadly.
Even as I put it in my last incarnation, everybody's got something to hide except for me and my monkey. It means really that, you know, one cannot be absolutely oneself in public, because the fact that you're in public makes you have to have some kind of defense or whatever it is. But we always tried, from whether it's from Two Virgins through Imagine, through anything we've done together, the films we made together, always tried to get as near to the uncensored, as it were, for what we are, not to project an image of something that we're not. Because having been in that sort of pop business so long, and tried to retain myself throughout it, but obviously not always being successful at that, it was most uncomfortable when I didn't feel I was being myself. You know, when I would have to smile when I didn't want to smile. And it became like all that, like being a politician, you know. And what I really got through this 5 years was, I'm not running for office. I like to be liked. I don't like to offend people. I would like to be a happy, contented person. I don't want to have to sell my soul again, as it were, to have a hit record. I've discovered that I can live without it, and it makes it happier for me. But I'm not going to come back in and try and create a persona who would not be myself. I was saying to somebody the other day, there's only two artists I've ever worked with for more than one night stand, as it were. That's Paul McCartney and Yoko Ono. I think that's a pretty damn good choice. Because in the history of the Beatles, Paul met me the first day I did Bebopalula live on stage, okay? And a mutual friend brought him to see my group called the Quarrymen. And we met and we talked after the show, and I saw he had talent, and he was playing guitar backstage and doing 20 Flight Rock by Eddie Cochran. And I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, "Do you want to join the group?" And he said, And I think he said yes the next day, as I recall it. Now, George came through Paul, and Ringo came through George, although, of course, I had a say in where they came from, but the person I actually picked as my partner, who I recognized had talent and I could get on with, was Paul. Now, 12, well, however many years later, I met Yoko, I had the same feeling. It was a different field, but I had the same feeling. So I think as a talent scout, I've done pretty damn well. I'm 40, I want to talk to the people my age. I'm happy if the young people like it, and I'm happy if the old people like it. I'm talking to guys and gals that have been through what we went through together. The 60s group that has survived the war, the drugs, the politics, the violence on the street, the whole shebang, that we've survived it, and we're here, and I'm talking to them. And the woman song is to Yoko, but it's to all women. And because my role in society, or any artist or poet's role, is to try and express what we all feel, not to tell people how to feel, not as a preacher, not as a leader, but as a reflection of us all. And it's like, that's the job of the artist in society, not to... They're not some alienated being living on the outskirts of town. It's fine to live on the outskirts of town, but artists must reflect what we all are. That's what it's about, artists, or poets, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what I'm trying to express on behalf of all the men to all the women. Through my own feelings about women, when it dawned on me, you know, my God, it is the other half of the sky, as the late, great Chairman McDougall said, right? I mean, they are the other half of the sky, and without them there is nothing. And without us there's nothing. There's only the two together, creates children, creates society. So what's all this BS about, you know, women are this and men are that? We're all human, man. We're all human.
Hey, it's all human in the play space on a funky Friday on 102.3.
And, it's Armistice Day, and we're remembering...
Bombs, not bombs, is the way we're going.
Not bombs. And continuing on with the Om Around the World for Peace, this afternoon at 5 p.m. there'll be a bit of a gathering around the community pizza oven here in the community
center.
Pardon me. And
right in the heartlands of the community.
Right in the heartlands. So, but don't forget, wherever you are, there's also going to be the 11 a.m. Om here in Nimbin. If you're outside and you're not going to come into the studio here, then it's around the Peace Pole in Peace Park.
Yo.
And
it could be in your backyard.
It could be, especially with your neighbours. Not just in your backyard, but especially with your neighbours.
You could feel a little free down near your local waterhole.
It's 9:30 here, by the way. You've got an hour and a half to think about who you'd like to om with. And maybe even think about making your way over to their place and say, hey, listen, this is really...
Or if you're on
happening.
Legs and have a belly button, you can join us in the play space.
Absolutely. We would absolutely love to have you here. And once again, Jack and I have been lining up all sorts of interesting and wonderful things over here for you to listen to. Hands me a CD.
Usual array of musical biscuits.
Hands me a CD from his thing. I said, oh, look, I've already got that one on, mate.
Yeah.
It's sitting over here
one
waiting.
Of them grand segues.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
It's been a grand... It's been a
bit of ping-pong with my brother.
It's been an interesting week overall. I mean, the world's becoming a very interesting place.
It's so complex.
As Chinese curse used to have.
I just trim my toenails and look around at the sweet, sweet company I travel with, mate.
Yes, I think I finally hit about 14 kilos of toenails in the big bag this morning.
Yeah, well, you can see the top growth. I'd be tripping over my toenails if I didn't work on them.
It's yours is pointed out. I just took all mine off again the other day. No one mentioned it. No one noticed. I cut my hair, shaved my beard, and everyone just sort of says, oh. Morning, Bob.
I know there's a little daylight shaving creeping around the village.
Yeah, and now they're trying to wax me. There's this stupid... It's here in front of us. It says, look out. So, let me just read you this silly thing. Please announce until the 17th of the 11th. That's next Thursday, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I'll do it. Look out for our Wax the President donation box. If we collect $1,000 or more, a professional... beauty therapist will apply a special treatment to my legs.
Is this in a public space?
Yes, it certainly is. It was supposed to happen immediately before the AGM to lighten the mood.
Man. I go away from town at the most unfortunate times. Anyway, you can't go away from this town without missing something. Yeah. It's a busy little town.
This is all part of Mario's grand quest. And, mate, he's doing so well. He's pushing for the telephone talkback now.
He certainly baited the hook well. Getting you waxed in public. I think there's people paid per view for that.
Anyway. You'll see the donation box around town.
If we have a webcam on the event, we could really make a mozzo, I reckon.
I reckon we'll have a webcam on the event. I reckon we'll have...
Repeat views, they pay double.
They do indeed. But Mario, there's also, by the way, a NIMFM raffle happening as we speak. Look out for Gail. Check up with Gail. They're $1 a ticket, right?
Yep.
First prize... $150 gift voucher at the Crystal Castle, mate. They've got some... For $150 at the Crystal Castle, you can get yourself some...
You can get a beautiful little Chrissy present for someone.
You sure? You can get yourself some awesome healing, too. I tell you...
You can get some treatments over there that might make you feel like Christmas.
Absolutely. First prize is $150 gift voucher from the Crystal Castle. Second prize is one of our brand new series NIM FM t-shirts. You can pick the male or the female version.
They'll be hot little potatoes.
They surely are. They're really. Have you seen them? The ones that Peter's been printing.
Yeah.
Hey, they are the real deal. They,
very good.
You want psychedelia? You want original hippie art? You have got it.
Ah, finally we've cracked the barriers.
In spades. All we've got to do now is do something that's hip. Right now we're just doing something that's hippie. It's cool. It's great. I love it. So that's the second prize in one of our brand new t-shirts. And third prize is a video gift voucher up at the Emporium. Oh, I'm not sure how much. I think it's $10. Few vids in there.
Well, congratulations to the outlaw artists and innocent criminals that are answerable for the new t-shirts.
And yeah.
And any of you lot out there that want to wear them, good luck to you.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting your community.
You can order them down. You can probably find them around town and a few of the shops too, or you can come down here and order one. But
buying a t-shirt can put new boots and panties on your community camel.
It sure can. So check out around town. Check out the various places that sell apparel, and you'll more than likely come across one of the new breed. The new breed of NIM FM t-shirt. And, it's cool. So I forgot where I was going.
Style up your dash and...
Doesn't matter. Wherever wherever I was going. That's where I was going, to Mario. Mario, he's pushing for his talk back. He's really working at it, mate.
Oh, deadly.
And
well, if anyone can do it, Mario can do
it. And we're getting there. You can see all the digits in the special little account that's set aside to grab ourselves a talk. Because, I mean, the bastards... And this is all to do with
fees.
Telstra. Basically, Telstra and the Communications Act,
yep,
which have laid down the law that you have to actually have this complicated, well, not so much complicated, it's a specific piece of equipment that only specific people make, and of course there's a specific price on it.
Yeah.
In the thousands.
Oh, that gives us something to aim for. We're good at that around here.
I mean,
give us something to aim for, we'll get there.
What we're talking about, what we're really talking about...
We bought the ground we're standing on, for instance.
Exactly.
They didn't expect us to do that.
We're talking about a filter and a 7-second delay and the ability to sort of rack up a few phone calls in a row.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's child's play as far as electronics goes.
Yes.
It is child's play. But it's also a monopoly. You know, the whole thing. It's hi, we make this equipment. Hi, we've changed the law. Hi, you have to use it. Hey, have a nice day.
Oh, it's a wonderful country we live in, Roberto.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And I'm going to play some wonderful music, I think, and just leave it at that. Oh, God, our
push a button, mate.
Yeah, our good old friend Michael lined up.
Oh,
we always like Michael. It seemed appropriate after John's thoughts about men and women. And their relationship to each other.
Oh, we sweetened that one up. We got the game stitched up, mate.
Yeah, yeah. And how people out there who are still trying
loving
to pretend
kindness,
that there's
folks,
a difference.
Loving kindness to self and other.
Absolutely.
Try that window of opportunity.
Yeah, and
make a mountain.
It hasn't
of it.
Been known to fail yet.
But the harder they hit us, the louder we become. Kind of like the skin on a drum, you know what I'm saying? I was born botanical, the soul of an animal. Deep beneath the layers, I sink my roots. No need for mechanical, I come strictly organical. When I need to feast, I look to the east. That's why I'm never scared of the beast, even though they try to play.
Yes, good people. We're in a non-compliant, Gandhi-styly, just doing it, non-violent, non-compliant.
That's the way to go.
Kick back, not kickbacks.
Yes.
Sit down one mob, OMS, not bombs.
That's us today, OMS, not bombs. And it's almost 9:45 here. You are listening to NIM FM 102.3. That, of course, was Michael Franti in a track called Skin on the Drum. That was off the Stay Human.
Oh, kicking it nasty.
Yes.
I love that work. Love
so
that
do
play.
I. Yeah, it always gets me too. It leaves us all in that quiet and meditative headspace.
Yes, even when they're passing all that violence around overseas, it's still going on.
It has
Jordan
been
this
a
time
week
been,
of blood flowing in the streets everywhere, pretty much. Yeah.
And one fellow gone in Indonesia who's a bomb maker.
The master bomb maker,
and
Azari.
Another Jordanian, now Iraqi insurgent, leading Al-Qaeda sort of sub-leadership claiming fellow has brought some bad news back home to Jordan in the last few days.
He has indeed taken out, I think, three hotels.
He called himself Zakawi or something.
Yeah, El Zakawi. He was the number two to Bin What's-His-Face.
Well, he's become that. He's sought that and become that. He's a Jordanian who became disillusioned and disenfranchised from the Jordanian kings and their political ambitions.
Yep.
Found a path and a cause with fundamentalist Islamic insurgency in Iraq and elsewhere, and his sworn devilment to the West and to Jordan and to anyone who gets in his way.
Mm.
He's a bad boy.
Okay.
And proving very difficult to extract out of the tween country in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border country.
They can expend like a Brazilian dollars.
Yes, we tried to put the nomenclature straight a couple of weeks back, but we were fumbling for metaphors.
We were. They can spend $1 billion to finally get Zakawi, and it costs absolutely nothing for the next young psychotic upshot to take his place.
Yeah, they're not getting it, are they?
No.
No,
it just doesn't work that way.
The whole front page. Kindness, I asked.
The whole front page of today's Sydney Morning Herald is all about the deadly wave of hatred.
I know, they're hyping it.
Washing across the globe. But at the same time that they hype, they're trying to, in a superior and supercilious kind of way, point the finger at the media. as you know what I mean, as having a go at it. Listen to this. It says the first weeks of the fifth year in the war on terror were quiet enough. Now we all seem to have hit our straps, especially in Australia, where suspected terrorists, police and politicians could not have choreographed a more perfect news storm.
Yep.
All tension and drama, no body count.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... But...
It could have been scripted, Roberto.
Amidst this posturing...
I wonder if Steven Spielberg was consulted about the gory details.
The black border. You know?
I know.
The whole world in mourning. Here we are, Armistice Day, and they're fueling.
And our fat and fatuous foreign monster says, oh, there's no Australians involved. You're right, folks. You know? Fat and fatuous.
Totally fat.
Mr. Adebama.
Totally fatuous. The article...
Get out of the saddle. The high horse is really over it, mate.
Exactly. We're all pretty much over it, really, mate. And, I mean, we're over the whole lot of you.
Yeah.
Except...
The ugliest front bench in history.
I'm starting to really like Barnaby.
Oh, Barnaby.
Barnaby, mate.
Barnaby, mate.
But more the man
talks. He's like a wild bush pig.
He is.
No one knows which way to turn, but they're all wary of his tusks.
And he's rooting and snorting and scuffling and kicking up dust with his back
and
legs.
And he might be bacon next time we look.
Oh.
He's really a silly boy.
I know. And he's just the sort of boy that would suddenly one day find his four-wheel drive upside down in the ditch and him dead.
All heart, no brains.
It's okay. Go, Barnaby.
You get speared in the corridor somewhere, Barnaby.
I noticed that it's funny, it's our society. Resorting to violence always seems to help.
Did you see that staff that local poly had with someone about that? Oh, Tripoli.
Yeah.
Trying to knock him off his tripod.
Yeah, well, Fraser. Fraser from the Central Coast here.
And he's skiting about it.
Everyone
loves him for it.
He tried to headbutt Joe.
It's a nice thing to model for the kids, isn't it, eh?
But...
They've just
announced a gazillion dollar upgrade of the highway through his electorate.
Yeah, fantastic.
And he's
a result.
But he's saying, yeah, there you go.
I won the prize fight, now I get my winnings.
All I've got to do is headbutt Joe and he'll come good.
Yep.
And Tripodi's coming out saying, this has got nothing to do with Fraser. We'd planned it. Nothing to do with Fraser.
No, well, of course
just
it hasn't.
A joke.
They are a joke.
They're all a joke, mate.
And it's a sick joke because it's on us lot, the people.
It's like an Irish joke with bad timing. No one gets it.
All in good faith, though, Roberto.
All in good faith. This is the new mantra of living in Australia, all in good faith.
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing that will save you from doing your 5 to 7 for sedition is if you can prove that what you said it totally in good faith as to what you believed were the facts.
That's why I've been injecting it occasionally through this sedition edition of the Playhouse.
Yes, I noticed that. All in good faith, yes.
Yes.
All in good
all
faith.
All in good faith, yeah.
All in good faith.
Yes, absolutely. Push a button, Batman.
No, it's all in good faith,
all
mate.
All in good faith.
All in good faith. Yeah, I can push a button right here like this.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
How's that?
JB.
10 to 10.
Oh, shit. Shit, wrong button. Ah, hell. That was really, really, really embarrassing. And we're really embarrassed here at MFM. Are our faces...
All our dead hair and underwear is
now
showing.
Our faces are as bloody red as that light on the dashboard. I'm so, so sorry about
we
that.
We were just settling into that groove
just,
there with the butler boy.
I was really with it, and I thought I was ejecting the previous... And I ejected the current.
Prestidigitation out here sometimes leaves a little bit to be desired.
I'm a bit sorry about that whole thing. Look, I'm going to stick that back in there and I'll push that button in like that. I'm going to throw a CD on the floor. You have no idea how really cranky things
are.
He
had butter on his toast this morning.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play another JB and it's a different one. And
very good.
We'll be back after this. This is called Company Sin. There you go. I feel like I've
paid
a little bit of penance. But that is so embarrassing when you do shit like that.
Ah, slip of the wrist, mate.
Yeah, I know. I got overexcited.
It just lets people know that they're on their real community radio station. Not some bunch of polished tossers who are paid to do it.
I found this CD in the rack behind me, and I was just browsing through it. It's called The Rebellious Jukebox. And there's some great stuff in there. And I suddenly saw this song, and I thought, hey, I haven't seen them for ages. A blast from the past, the old blasters. And I was so quick to sort of try to get them in.
And here's some unsolicited mail.
Yeah, well, speaking of unsolicited mail, we got this... This letter arrived. It's handwritten, by the way, which is a rarity in this day and age to get a handwritten letter.
It got past the pox doctor's secretary.
Well, I believe that it's handwritten because the gentleman who sent it wouldn't want to actually type it.
Yeah.
Because to type it would maybe mean that someone was tapping in. It couldn't be sending stuff in an email because it'll disappear.
Yep.
I'll read you this letter.
Yeah, let's go.
And... you people out there, you may be able to help this gentleman. There's money in it for you if you can, by the way. $500. Here we go. It says, to Nimbin Radio, 102.3 NIM FM, brackets. Post Office Box 522, Nimbin, New South Wales, 2480. To the girl at the Rainbow Cafe, Saturday, the 5th to the 11th, 05. We'll pay 5...